In case you missed it, here's the latest interview from Fort Wayne's Morning News with Kayla Blakeslee.
Joining us live right now, we've got Nicole Thomas from the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana. She joins us every Wednesday at this time for our Scam of the Week. And Nicole, today's segment's a little bit differently. We're talking about a new study that has found the five costliest scams to avoid right now. So with that, I'll let you take it away and tell us what you learned.
Yeah, you know, when reading this, so thank you for sharing it, I thought it was really interesting to see that business email compromise scams, you could lose potentially $96,000 per victim, where identity theft is about $5,000 per victim. So, you know, it's one of those things that we don't want anybody to lose any money. So let's talk about these, okay? The first one I kind of mentioned, business email compromise scam. So that means you're getting an email. It looks like it's from one of your vendors, and you just go ahead and send it to accounts payable to pay without double checking. And a true story, this actually happened to the BBB.
What?
We did not, I know, right? We did not pay the invoice because we have internal checks and balances, but some small businesses don't. And they just forwarded it over, and our invoice was for $86,000. Again, we did not pay that. But had we would be right in this class of people who this scam could net about an average of $96,000 per victim. How crazy.
And that's the number one costliest scam right now,
these business emails. Yeah, and that makes sense because they target businesses who maybe have a little bit more expendable income than the rest of us, right? And so that makes sense because we don't talk a lot here on business scams. We're really focusing on consumer scams. So it makes sense that this business scam is quite a high dollar scam. But some of the other ones, Kayla, number two was romance scams. I know you laugh at them, but the median dollar loss is $26,000
per
victim. Yes. And so this is just basically people taking really attractive people's photos from social media, and they basically steal their identity or give them a different name. But, you know, and they reach out to you and say, hey, how are you? And you kind of make a connection. In the world of online dating, it doesn't seem like it's strange if somebody just dropped into your DMs. They just say, hey, you look cute. You know, and then before you know it, you're in an online relationship. You've never met them, and they're asking you to send them money. And as you can see, from $25,000 per victim, it happens a lot.
Yeah, I had no idea that, especially that price tag, over $25,000 per victim. What are some of the other top costliest scams right now, Nicole?
Yeah, investment scams, you could lose up to $38,000. And that is basically people just calling you with a high pressure sales tactic, invest in this, do this, a third party financial expert. And unfortunately, they end up being scammers. Another is online shopping. And this was a little bit of a surprising statistic. Only $2,400 lost per victim. I mean, that's still a big number, obviously.
I would have thought more.
We talk a lot about online shopping and identity theft, and those tend to be some of the lower dollar amounts. But again, we don't want anybody to lose any money. And the really interesting thing, I think, when you're looking at these statistics is that 73% of people don't actually report. So these numbers are probably tripled, but we don't know that because if you don't tell us, then how do we know, right? So, you know, I think this just opens up the fact that scams are everywhere. You can be scammed at any turn for anything. And so I don't say that to scare people. I just say that to make them think and to use their critical thinking skills, because you don't think that a romance scam could hit you, but it obviously can, and to the tune of $25,000 per victim.
Ouch. Definitely a lot of good insight this morning, Nicole. I appreciate it. And we'll check back in with you 1 week from today for our Scam of the Week.
Talk to you next week.
Did you miss an episode of Fort Wayne's Morning News? Or let's face it, do you just want more? Subscribe to the Fort Wayne's Morning News podcast on Apple Podcast, Google Play Music, Spotify, or wherever you find podcasts.
Podcasts by Federated Media.